Hi, Electric Biz Babes. I have an Electric Biz burst for you today. This one is actually from a Spiritual Coaching Academy Q&A call that I did. And one of the questions was about showing up on camera. And I've had the exact same discussion in my mastermind. So it came up twice in a week. And I was like, okay, people need to hear this message. And when I gave this response to the lady who asked, she was really moved by it and it really helped. And I've cut her pieces out of this conversation, so it's just my voice and what I said in the interaction. So you'll hear my side of it, but I know that this will help some people listening because it's not normal to be on video, but it's a big part of having an online business. So if you're a coach or a healer and you need to show up on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, even podcasts now, a lot of video is being used within podcasting, implementing what you're going to hear in this very short episode will help you to create that strong connection because that is the goal. So enjoy this biz burst and let me know if it helps.
I have the same question in many different groups, actually. And if it's not age, it's like size and weight or, you know, nose or whatever it is. And it's totally regardless of actually what you look like on the outside. And I think the important thing is just to keep showing up anyway, even before you've accepted it, even before you feel good, you keep showing up because part of it is just practice and just getting used to it because it's really unnatural to see yourself on video. Like we didn't grow up with the internet. We didn't grow up being on video. This is the first life on earth where this is a thing and it's recent. So it's not natural. So part of it is just practicing and trying to get used to it because it's so not normal. So the more you do it, the more you're just going to get used to it before you've even accepted yourself. The next thing as well is also just being so passionate about your message that that is more important. And an example of this is when I went on, there's a reel that I did last week and I was in my dressing gown, I had wet hair and I'd just taken my eye makeup off. So my eyes were really red because I'd like rubbed them with a face wipe, that one. And I was like, am I going to post this? But like this download came in and I was like, oh, got to catch this. And I was looking at it and I was like, my eyes are so red. And one of them was more red than the other one. And obviously wet hair, no makeup, dressing gown. But the words were so much more important than any of that, that I just had to catch what was coming through and put it out there regardless. So it's like when you're so in tune with your purpose and you're so passionate about your message, when it comes in, it's like, I've got to share it. If I've got a bogey hanging out my nose and greasy hair, like it just has to come out. And it's like, you don't have a choice. So it's like, that's another piece of it as well. When your purpose and your message and your mission is bigger than that, and you're like, this has to be out there. I have to share this. That's a piece of it as well. And you will care less. Like the thoughts may still be there, but it's not going to stop you because that's so much more important. And a lot of it is about energy when we're sharing online. So much of it is what we're feeling from people rather than what we're looking at. We're feeling the energy. We're feeling their alignment. We're feeling their love. We're feeling their soul. Obviously, we're listening to their voice and the words or whatever. So just the look is just one piece of it. And I don't know about you, but for me, I was never that person that was interested in people for their looks. And I'd have friends that always wanted like the model kind of man. And I was like, no, because I want someone who's funny and interesting and like has other things to them. Like the looks alone aren't enough, especially in our world. Like people can feel things. So they will feel your energy and they will see you and go, wow, like on an outside level, but they're seeing your soul shining through and they're seeing your energy and your alignment with your purpose. So just focusing on that is so much more powerful. And the more you can practice that and be in tune with that, the less and less you will even care about what you look because the mission is so much bigger. So glad that helped. You are not alone. Honestly, I've had this same conversation multiple times and it is never actually about their looks. But I just think it's practicing, getting used to it. I'm actually doing something at the moment where I'm trying to not use filters. I did use one that day. I wasn't wearing makeup in the red because I was just like, this is too far. So I put a filter on. But generally on stories, I'm trying not to. even though I have really oily skin and, you know, just like little things like that, I'm just trying to get out of the habit because the connection is more important. The connection is the most important piece, and having a filter on is blocking that connection. So I'm just really trying to create that like authentic me to you and get out of my own way, blocking that connection, because it's just my head going, oh, but what about, you know, this and that and whatever. And so I'm putting up a wall in the way, but the goal is to take down those walls and connect heart to heart as much as possible. Put your energy out there, put your soul out there, and connect with people. That's the goal. And that's what we're doing on social media. It's not about looking at people on the surface. It's about connecting as deeply as possible.
If you're looking for your next step towards your next level, head to the link under this episode where you can download a free course on how to build your soul-aligned empire. If you love mastering energetics and manifestation alongside the tangible practical business pieces, this is for you. If you're enjoying this podcast, reviews really help, and hit subscribe so you see when new episodes come out each week. I'll see you next time on the Electric Biz Babe podcast.